This episode of The Instance is brought to you by Simple Contacts, an easy and convenient way to renew your contact lens prescription or reorder your contacts from anywhere within minutes. Get $30 off your first Simple Contacts order by visiting simplecontacts.com/wow and entering the promo code WOW.
When I'm not busy making faces at the humans, I'm listening to The Instance. Alliance Pigs.
The World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. This is The Instance.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Instance. This is episode 523 for May 18th, 2018. I'm Scott Johnson. Joined today by Patrick from Not France. Hello, Patrick.
Oh, right. Yes, you took me by surprise. I am still Patrick from France. The fact that I don't reside there full-time now doesn't mean that I lose my title?
Well,
superhero name?
I don't know. Were you born? You were like born in Lebanon, so we should say Patrick from Lebanon, right?
Yeah, but I don't have a lot of connection to Lebanon.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm more from France. Also, I wear a scarf often.
Yeah, yeah.
So that kind of qualifies me as a French person.
I completely agree. Also with us today, Garrett Weinzerpel from beautiful downtown Florida. Hello, Garrett.
What is downtown Florida?
I don't
Florida
know.
Has a lot of downtowns.
I don't know. There are a lot of downtowns in Florida, and I decided to lump it
all one.
Into
just
one big
downtown.
Yeah.
The rest of it's a swamp.
Yeah,
we're shooting gators and illegally raising chameleons. Apparently, is the thing I learned this week.
Oh no, dude! Everything I can't open the internet. You know the internet here. I can't open that without seeing something about Florida, man. What's going on down there? What's the problem? How come you guys are such a stereotype? America's wiener just can't get its crap together. What's going on?
Because we're Diet Australia, Scott.
Got it. Nailed it. You're also you were the Queen's first idea for a prison colony, but they settled on Australia. Speaking of which, Terpster's not here. Speaking of the Queen, I mean, I'm sure he's busy getting ready for the royal wedding, which, you know, has just captured the hearts and minds of all British citizens and will soon be traipsing itself about the entire world's news cycle as we watch the ginger one get married to an American girl. Can't wait. Very exciting stuff. Nothing wrong with gingers, by the way. I was one when I was younger. I had red hair. Anyway, moving on with the show. Probably getting myself in trouble here. I guess the three of us are kind of always in that weird ticket holding holding pattern for tickets for BlizzCon.
Are you saying we're privileged?
I'm saying that we don't know until the last second whether we are going to be privileged. Like every year, except for 2011, is the only year where they reached out to me ahead of time. Every year it's like, wait. Okay. Last second, here you go. That's always how it works, and it stresses me out.
As far as the BlizzCon tickets are concerned, I've been really fortunate enough to get media access. I want to say 4 years running now.
Yeah.
But for all those 4 years, I have still purchased BlizzCon tickets because, just in my head, I'm like, what if this year they're just like, you guys aren't important enough.
Yeah. I try all the time, but I'm not lucky. I'm unlucky in love when it comes to BlizzCon tickets. So yeah, I didn't get them.
This was the first year where I had so many things going on both days when they were selling tickets. I was like, you know what? I'm just rolling the dice.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hope that I get media passes. And if that doesn't happen, I'll panic then.
Well, come to Scott, Patrick, and Garrett Con at the Anaheim Hilton coming this fall.
Yeah, we'll just be sitting in a conference room going, you know what? It's actually a lot easier to report on the show this way.
Exactly. Yeah, it would still be pretty fun if it were all of us sitting in a conference room watching the live stream.
Yeah,
that would be pretty good.
No, that'd be an okay. I'd tune into that if I were somebody who had a lot of free time and no life. I'd tune into that.
It would not be the same, but my God, that's how relaxing.
Yeah, exactly. All those things. All right. Well, we're here. We're doing it. We got stuff to cover, and boy, howdy, are there some controversies. We're gonna hit them now with this. Okay, we got to talk about this little surprise that happened to everybody's launcher. If you're a PC purveyor of Blizzard games, if you're on consoles and you're playing Overwatch or Diablo there, you probably don't notice these things. But the launcher suddenly showed up with Black Ops 4 as a little tab over there right next to the little Destiny jobby. And Destiny 2, that is. And I saw that and went, oh, all right, well, this is in keeping with the theory that this is probably what they're going to do on the PC. They're going to try to leverage the quality delivery platform that is the Blizzard launcher for other Activision Blizzard properties. And that was that in my mind. I thought, oh, that's cool. Moving on. There is a huge freak out. Huge. Everybody's losing their minds and saying things like, how can you muddy up my precious Blizzard experience with this thing down there? And I know we went through this a bit with Destiny 2, but now they all feel like, oh no, it's a pattern now. It's more than one. Ah! So
burn it down, Scott. Burn it all down. This is the end of Blizzard as we know it. Never mind the fact that they've been merged with Activision for a long time now.
They have.
No, I think, I mean, so first of all, for Destiny, I was the first to say that it made a little bit more sense because Destiny could have been, okay, Destiny 1 was a game that could have been very in sync with Blizzard gamers' tastes. Destiny 2, unfortunately, turned out to be kind of a little bit of a crap game.
Yeah.
So it didn't work out. But Call of Duty is I feel the opposite of the Blizzard ethos. It's kind of like this super popular, like it's a game for people who buy two games a year and they play Call of Duty and they go in multiplayer and like, I don't know, it's not exactly what Blizzard does.
Yeah.
However, honestly, I understand why some people are a little bit like, oh, it's a little bit less pretty, or it feels a bit, yeah, I don't really like it. But I don't think this is something that people should be throwing fits over.
Right.
And it seems that there's a lot of fits being thrown over this thing.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal. It's a little deal. It's a small deal. It's a tiny deal. It's not a big deal. So I don't know. I don't really understand why people are freaking out that much. It's a launcher. It's a piece of software that the big company uses to launch your games on your computer.
It is the whole freak out to me just strikes as very elitist. We're all like, don't come into our, it's like having, ooh, we got this car. It's super fancy. We're really proud of it and we love it and everything, but I'm not putting some dirty hobo in the backseat. You know, we start looking like we're kind of weirdly discriminatory. If you don't like Call of Duty, great. If you like Call of Duty, great. The fact that they announced Black Ops 4 is having, at least teased it, I don't know how big of a mode this is going to be, but they teased it as having a Battle Royale mode, which everyone kind of saw coming. But some of that stuff's interesting to me. And to be honest, I would rather it be here or on Steam rather than some other place. So it's, if I'm going to play that game, and I might, I'd like Call of Duty here and there.
It was on Steam before, so it's not like, you know, it could have satisfied your condition even without it coming to that.
Yeah, and I've played them there. I've played Call of Duty games on Steam. I've played them on console. I don't have...
So why, listen, Scott, why can't the Call of Duties stay on their side of the border?
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. We can go have fun there, or they don't have to come in our launcher and take our real estate. Okay?
Right.
They just don't. Why do they have to?
Yeah.
Sure, Activision gets 30% more of the money, which is 100% of the money when they do that. So it's really just Activision being greedy and invading our privacy and taking our freedom.
Yeah, go back over to the other side of the tracks, we say, to the dirty, unwashed Call of Duty players. I just say, whatever, it's a launcher, who gives a crap? It really isn't that big a deal. Like, you're not going to change anything. Now, all of that said, there is one point in this that does make an argument worth discussing. And also why it's important to talk about it on the show, because it deals with World of Warcraft in specific. And that is, at least the way it currently works, the WoW token. Okay? Is that a legit argument to complain that this will make prices unstable and crazy with the WoW token, because now people can buy this new thing with their WoW token money, with their Blizzard bucks?
If you're not selling the token, I would say yes is a perfectly legitimate complaint. If you're selling WoW tokens, this is probably going to be very good for you.
Yeah, they're going to win. I don't hear a lot of them complaining, by the way. Those guys that are in that market, so to speak, are just fine with this little change.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, selling versus buying, I mean, it's a lot easier, I think, to be sympathetic towards those buying because you're purchasing it with in-game effort versus just buying something and selling it, right?
Right, but, right. Well, it's interesting.
So again, it's Activision screwing the little people that don't have the money to buy the
this
token.
Come like the Daily Show. Like I feel like Patrick is a satirical correspondent coming in and it's terrible, John. It's pandemonium. Where does it stop? Tony Hawk 5 is going to end up on my Blizzard launcher.
I don't understand what you're talking about. Is this not factual, Garrett?
Yeah. It's
the people who have money is all I'm saying.
I'm not going to argue with you that it's more fun to be sensational about this because it's very fun. It's just not that big a deal. But also the people calling for at the very least, let me remove icons from it. Like I'm all for that. I would like to get rid of the StarCraft Classic icon. I bought it. I played it. I'm done. I'm not going to play it anytime soon. I would just like to clean up my sidebar.
Sure. So. That I'm down for. That's a separate conversation. And there may be executives on that side who have been asked, hey, can we make that functionality happen here with the Destiny and the Black Ops deal? And they're resistant to that because they think, well, then what's the point of having it on the launcher? We want to force it in front of people's eyes and get them interested in it. I guess I kind of understand that. But I say give us control over that as a small token, quote unquote, not a WoW token, but you know.
And the last thing I think is a bit of a legitimate concern is that Call of Duty comes out every damn year. In 5 years, we're going to have 5 Call of Duty icons down the side.
Oh, wow. I didn't think of that.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I was going to say that.
Sorry.
That's the positive aspect of this is that basically all of the Activision games that we could see on the launcher are now on there because Activision has no games. They have Destiny 2 and Call of Duty. That's it. They're not making other games now.
Yeah.
So you're safe for another year.
You're not wrong with that assessment, but also I have a theory. I have a theory that this is not a first of now the next 10 years of yearly releases of Call of Duty. I think they're about to get away from that and turn this into a platform. I think Call of Duty is about to become a service game and not a every year you get Madden kind of scenario. I actually think Madden's heading toward that.
It's going to be both.
Well, it may be both, but the point is that you would, at least in this PC side, I think this is a scenario where you start here, next year, whatever that content is, loads right up in there like you would World of Warcraft. I mean, it'll be the one icon and it'll give you...
No.
I think so. I think you're smoking crack. That is absolutely where they're headed. They're heading that way.
The reason I think why it wouldn't be that way is that would make less money for Activision. Because if you have to already have Black Ops in order to get whatever's coming next, then you're reducing the amount of people who can purchase it. Mm. So I don't see that happening that way. Unless all of a sudden Black Ops 4 becomes... I mean, that's... conjecture.
Yeah. But well, don't forget this thing's multiplayer only is the other issue. There's no campaign with this game. So that's a whole nother thing. You do get to kill zombies, and I like things that let me destroy zombies. So I'm in, or not zombies, Nazi zombies specifically. I'm a big fan of killing those. But anyway, that's a thing. That's happening, and people are losing their minds. There's this weird purist mindset that I don't really understand. It's just a launcher. Everybody calm the hell down. It doesn't really affect anything about what you're doing or playing. You look at that launcher for what, a half a second to see if there's a download happening or and then you click launch and then you're in the game and then you're done. You don't go back there. There's the social aspect. Sure. Little tab, you know, sometimes they integrate something going on with Overwatch playoffs or something on another tab and you click that. Maybe you get more there. But at the end of the day, mostly that's just your entry point. Remember, we used to log into these games individually.
It's not a very rich app. It's not like Steam where you have reviews and you're going to go discover new games. But I mean, I can, again, we already talked about this, but I can understand how the feeling of, oh, but it was all nice and Blizzard and pure, and now there's these dirty Activision things coming. But
Well, you know, sure, but before...
As I said, it's a small deal. It's not a big deal.
the shock should have worn off by now, because Destiny 2's been there for how long now? Like,
Call of Duty is the big one. Call of Duty is the really dirty one. It's the yearly franchise that everyone hates, but actually sells like, you know,
still one of the highest selling games of all time every year. Cookies, yeah,
some kind of
donut. I understand.
Sells like donuts.
What? Yeah, I mean, to get serious for a moment, like, that's just like whatever the reasons are that you have these negative connotations towards Call of Duty. Let's say you just, I don't know, you don't like bro culture or whatever. Like having this. This kind of vitriolic of a or this strong of a backlash, it's the same, it's you're doing the same thing, it's you're kind of buying into the same behavior that probably put you off of something like Call of Duty.
Yeah, I agree. Also, just because something's mainstream and huge doesn't mean that you all have to rebel against it, because guess what, everything on that Blizzard launcher is mainstream and huge. Yeah, maybe they just don't like mixing their mainstream peanut butter with their mainstream chocolate. I don't know, man. I don't know. Either way, it's a tasty treat on the other side. We'll find out one way or the other how that's going to go. But that's a thing. You can, and here's the other thing you do. A lot of people don't know this. Drag your icons around. That you can rearrange and do. So some people didn't know, talked to recently. Maybe it was even Terpster didn't know this. You can grab World of Warcraft because that's your favorite. That's the one you want to play all the time, and drag it to the top, and then everything else gets shuffled down. So put it in the order you like. And just keep those as far away from you can, as you can. And I'll bet you can even like grab the bottom of that window and pull it up so it covers those bottom two. I'll bet you have
I just tried. Ah, you can't. It stops like right at the limit where you can still see all of them. And the Call of Duty one is huge. Like, it's a gigantic orange thing. It's bigger than all of the other ones. Activision stomping in with their big elephant feet.
All right. Do you want to feel Blizzard superior? Go to that sidebar and try to drag up Black Ops or Destiny. You actually can't.
Well, only if you own them can you move them around. If you own them, you can drag them. If you don't,
you can still drag them. You can move Destiny on top of Black Ops and Black Ops on top of Destiny, but you can't move it past that tiny little bar.
That's right. Even StarCraft 1 is actually sitting on the Activision games. It's like, oh, you can't move, I'm sitting on you.
So they're already at the kids' table at Thanksgiving then. It's fine. they're deprecated over there. They're not bothering any of the adults. Why do we care? It's fine.
Which means we're the adults at the table having this awkward political or religious debate right now. It's like a perfect analogy.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the kids are all right. I don't know. Let's also talk about, speaking of E3, we talked about E3 pre-show. Actually, we didn't talk about it here, but man, if this memo is real, and I don't want to freak anybody out because maybe it's not. It just really is a text, and there's not any kind of real strong verification that this is legit, but if it is legit, we have to talk about it. So we're going to talk about it real quick. It looks like the Sony E3 press conference memo. And there's all kinds of stuff on here, including, I don't know, Shenmue 3 is going to get shown off. And other things you might expect to see.
Sony, Ubisoft, Bethesda, Square Enix, Microsoft, it's all of them.
Yeah.
Which, Scott, how many chances of this being real are there?
I mean, if I'm giving it a percentage chance.
Zero, Scott. Zero is the answer.
I don't know.
There is no chance of this being real.
If it's
none.
If it's real, you're getting World of Warcraft PlayStation 4 edition.
Nope, that's why it's not real. Like, that's
what they say.
Okay, let's describe to people what this quote-unquote memo is. It's supposedly a memo sent to ESA employees that is listing every game for every big conference in order, with, you know, the trailer that is going to be there and like the title of every game. And there's a small asterisk at the end of the first or last page, I don't know, that says breaking the NDA on E3 presentations is potential grounds for punitive action, which may include termination. Like, this is the list, if it was real, which it isn't, the list of every game that is coming out. Yeah. It's so, like, who would do this?
Now,
you put together a list of all of the games that people could leak and you send it to every ESA employee? What are you?
Okay, but hold on. This same thing could have been said 3 or 4 days ago about a giant list of games that showed up on a website in Canada that looked ridiculous. In fact, on this list was the stupidest idea anyone had ever seen, which was Rage 2. Really? Rage 2 announced at E3? That's ridiculous. And Bethesda went, hold on a second. I guess we'll just go ahead and do it now. Rage 2 is coming. So there was a lot of that. Now, I'm not saying that's the same.
Rage 2 is not as ridiculous as PS4 World of Warcraft.
Well, exactly. I don't know. Listen, the ESO is doing really well on console. It dominates that space in terms of MMOs. I don't think it's that crazy that they couldn't figure out a way to map that thing in. Why not?
It could happen, but it's a little bit unlikely. Also, the Walmart leak was from Walmart, and it was like 5 games or 6 games. And, you know, Walmart is a little bit more reliable than person who pasted a list of names on Imgur. And there's like Nier Automata 2 that came out last year. They already have another one. There's the World of Warcraft thing. Yeah. Overwatch Talon's Fury. What is that?
Like, well, that's what I want to talk about. Overwatch, what is Overwatch Talon's Fury? What do you think that is? Something about Overwatch tie-in movie trailer. What's that? What's this?
Diablo 4 Rapture.
That's the other one. Diablo 4 Rapture reveal trailer.
Oh, thank God. The Diablo BioShock crossover I've been waiting for.
But look, okay.
You know what there isn't? What? You know what there isn't in
what?
There?
What?
Any name of a new game. It's only things that we already know that people go, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this. It's only sequels or games we're expecting. Not a single new title. Let's see. Entire thing.
I'm looking real quick here. Avengers.
Well, hold on. What is Tournament of the Ancients? I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Actually, that one might.
However, if I was to come up with a fake game name, that sounds like something throwing darts at a board would come up with.
Yeah, maybe. What's Skull and Bones happening at Ubisoft? Skull and Bones.
Oh, that's actually a title that was the pirate thing that was presented last year and that they have already announced is being delayed. And so they're probably not going to have anything on it.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, but
the pirate game that's probably more fun than Sea of Thieves.
I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate here. I absolutely believe or agree with Patrick on this, that this is
Destiny 2 Ghosts of Nagasaki. I mean, maybe, but
it's kind of a cool name, you know. Idea of going to
Ghosts of Nagasaki. That sounds extremely dangerous.
Yeah, it's culturally a little insensitive. Title. Yeah, a little insensitive.
Yeah. It's like, you know, Destiny 2, Ghosts of the World Trade Center.
Yeah, that's bad.
I don't think you're gonna go there.
No, it's bad. It's that it's a really good point.
I understand this is shocking, but that's what it sounds like. Okay, it's 50 years apart, but still.
Yeah. Also, I think that they Diablo 4 Rapture. I mean, I get the whole Rapture idea. It's you got the whole heaven connection there, and like that's if this was leaked some other way or there was some other rumor floating around, I'd say maybe I could see that name. Here's the thing though: usually they don't name Diablo 4. They don't name their Diablo sequels names. It's just Diablo 2 and then an expansion, Diablo 3 and then an expansion. So they name the expansions. They don't name the main one. So that's why I call poo-poo on that. However, I got excited because there's that new World of Warcraft pet that you can get. Who's a little demon goat, right? You've seen this guy, have you? Have you seen him? No?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has four
horns, dude. Okay, so he's like a little goat, red eyes, looks like a little devil man. He's got a logo that's very Diablo reminiscent with also could make a four out of it. And there's a bunch of those tattooed on him. And then he's got one of those big, long Diablo horns that Diablo has. Four of those, right out of the front of his big goat head. I am telling you right now, we are getting a Diablo 4 stage announcement at BlizzCon or possibly some hint at E3, but most likely BlizzCon. And it's going to be huge and big, maybe Gamescom, but probably BlizzCon. And I can't freaking wait.
Listen, I would love that for that to happen. But about this memo, listen to this. For internal use only, do not share this document with anyone who is not an ESA employee. All right. Okay. Well, fine. Then I can send it to everyone who's an ESA employee. Surely that will not leak with the list of every single game announced during E3. Who would even compile such a list? Oh, my God.
That's Scott, pretty, in the chat room, Steinberg says he also has four legs.
Oh, my gosh. The goat.
Four confirmed.
The goat has four legs. Oh, shit. No, I mean, look,
and he has two eyes, so a Diablo 2 HD remake is confirmed.
I'm just saying the stage is set. They've cleared out everything else. WoW's got its expansion right before the con. Like, there's a lot of reasons to think that the Diablo thing's finally going to be talked about. There's been enough hires over the years. Like, it's time to talk about it, have be playable in beta form within 6 months and released a year later. Like, all of those things seem true and possible. I do not want anyone to believe that I'm saying this memo helps confirm that, because I also believe this memo is horse garbage. So
just for the sake of argument, do you guys think WoW could work on a controller?
Yeah, I think Blizzard could pull it off. I think that people used to say, would Diablo work on a controller? And I laughed at them, like, no, that's dumb.
There's so much fewer commands and skills, though.
No, I agree, but it works so
version of WoW.
It just works so well there that I have faith that they could figure out a way to do it. That's all.
I think it's more possible now than it's ever been.
Right.
Since rotations are a little bit more limited in number of skills, I guess.
Well, ESO has as many. Like, current state of WoW and ESO are pretty close in terms of like number of skills and cooldowns and stuff that you would run.
ESO though it plays so close to an Elder Scrolls game, which has worked fine on consoles since the original Xbox.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a weird. I feel like that game was made from day one, and they've gotten better at it to be a good console port. Like, that was part of their plan, was to be a console and PC ready MMO at launch or shortly after. So this would have to be Warcraft really digging down into what to do to transfer for it. There was a superhero one not too many years ago called not City of Heroes. It was another one, and it wasn't as good. It was made by the Star Trek Online people. I can't think of their names. But anyway.
I do not remember that.
They had consoles, or they had controller support for that thing. I think they intended it to go to consoles. It never did, as far as I know. But on the PC, you could plug in a 360 controller or something. And it really worked. It was surprising, because in every way, it was a WoW clone, kind of. I don't remember the name of that. Champions. Was that it? Champions Online. That's the name of it. Oh, we have low latency mode turned on Twitch, so people can respond like way quicker now. This is great. Anyway, that was a thing, and I played that a little bit, and I was surprised how well it worked. So in my head, I'm thinking, oh, well, Warcraft could do this one day. Why don't they do this? And then they just never have. So I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm saying, why would they? I don't know. I don't think there's a huge need for it, unless they've got numbers that say, ooh, the console world for MMOs and that is huge right now. We sure better take advantage of that. Then maybe, but
I'm surprised we haven't seen Hearthstone on consoles. Actually, that I think would have been an easier sell. It's on Unity. They just port it, and the controls are much easier.
Yeah, you grab a card with an X button on your PlayStation controller, and you move it up and drop it, and boom.
Yeah, you could have snap targeting, because there's nothing that targets more than one card that isn't a random multiple target. So you could totally make that work.
I mean, you're using. Well, I know your finger's basically a mouse on a tablet, but, you know, I think that that game would translate just fine to consoles. Why they've never done
that? Oh, no, I know. My daily reminder.
You have a what?
It would be a PlayStation 4 exclusive, and you would control everything on the little touchpad. That's super useful that every game has found.
Yeah, because that, because I definitely don't misplay on my iPad enough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that would work perfectly.
Yeah, I was just thinking, here's my controller. So Patrick's referring to this little pad up here. And I'm trying to think, outside of pushing it to get a map or something, has anyone figured out a good use for this?
Never. No one.
No. No, they haven't.
It sounds like a thing, but it's not. Subjectively, no.
Yeah. I mean, someone name one. Chat room, you got one? I can't think of one. I love my PS4. It's great. But I can't think of a game where I've gone, I'm so glad I got this weird little thumb pad with like movement control on it.
The speaker on the controller has more uses than the touchpad.
Yeah, I agree. Chat room seems to agree with this. He says, nope, just an extra button. I agree.
This has been my daily reminder that I want Hearthstone on the Switch.
Yeah, there you go. Shut up. And they could do that. They could do that so easy, because it's already a touchscreen. So practice out your controller setup so you can have it on TV, but also you could keep the touchscreen controls when you got it as tablet mode. Oh, yeah. See? You're right. That's where I'd play more Hearthstones, right there. I already have
thing to launch on my Switch. Bring it on.
Right. There you go. All right. So this memo is probably crap. I'm just going to say it. World of Warcraft. Oh, there's not a, by the way, not a huge bunch of game news in the game of World of Warcraft this week, which is why we're kind of skirting around the periphery of it. But I thought this was interesting. World of Warcraft DDoS attacker is going to prison for a year. Let this be a lesson to you, listeners. If you're going to go out and try to denial of service attack the game we love, then gosh dang it, you're going to face real trouble here. 38-year-old Romanian man is going to do 1 year stretch in the U.S. federal prison system for launching a series of DDoS attacks against World of Warcraft, and this was back in 2010.
Wow.
Yeah, took him almost 9 years. Well done, guys. The wheels of justice turn slowly, Garrett. It's very slowly, just like a nice, slow justice.
See, if Uther was still alive, justice would be a lot quicker.
There you go. Nailed it. I'll tell you what, if Tyrael was still in his angel form, we'd have quicker justice. He is justice himself. That's just an excuse to say that. Anyway, the Department of Justice said in a statement that Kalen Matthias, anyway, unleashed his digital fury after getting into an unspecified beef with another player between February and September 2010, typically in connection with in-game disputes with other players. He launched a DDoS attack on World of Warcraft servers in Europe, the agency said. His attacks caused World of Warcraft servers to crash and prevented some paying customers from accessing the game. So he was indicted. They had to literally extradite him to the U.S. He's been in custody since November 20th, 2017, and has agreed to plead guilty to a single count of intentional damage to protected computers. In exchange, the U.S. government agreed to drop separate charges related to an attempted hack and robbery of Ingram Micro in 2004.
That's a long way to go because you were mad at a couple players. I mean when that rogue ninja looted my male boots out of Zulfaric for my hunter back in vanilla, I got really mad, but I didn't take down the whole game.
Yeah. No, it's an overreaction. It's like that lady that you see the video floating around of that lady in the Tim Hortons who got so mad that she dropped her pants, pooped on the floor, picked it up, and threw it at the barista behind the counter.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm saying that's too far. You've gone too far at that stage. You know, if somebody, there was another story I was reading where somebody got drunk, fell asleep on the couch, and his friends drew a wiener on his face with a Sharpie. He wakes up, he sees it in the mirror, and he freaks out so bad he runs to that friend's house and sets his garage on fire. It's like uneven reactions to stuff is what I'm getting at. And this is definitely one of them. If you got a wiener in your guild that you're mad at or whatever, I don't think DDoSing the entire service is the way to respond.
And it was 2010. I was working there in Europe back then. I think I remember those attacks, and it was not easy.
No. In fact, you were probably in charge of something that you had to probably do PR things about it.
No, I was in charge of nothing. I was just doing what people told me to do. But I think I remember those. And that's how easy DDoS attacks were back then. But I mean, it was 2010, and he's going to prison in 2018, 8 years. Hopefully the guy has changed. He's hopefully a little bit more mature. That's harsh. Computer bad stuff. Don't do it, kids. It could catch up to you.
Computer bad stuff. I like it.
Hacking in the DDoS.
Yeah. By the way, Garrett, I just noticed how big your hair is getting. I really like it. You should keep it.
I just got a haircut because it was over my ears.
I was not going to mention it. I was not going to say anything, but it is impressive.
Yeah.
Thanks.
In a way that, you know, it looks more normal than it usually does. I mean, maybe it's because I forever remember the streak. Stuff like that.
You were like Frankenstein's bride for a couple of years there. You had a nice little streak going.
I miss the streak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get one in there. It's all your hair, man. You got the power. Make it happen. All right. Let's see. Also, I got some good news, some exciting news in chat room. You're going to want to hear this. I'll put a link in there for you so you can get in on it early. But we are doing a giveaway. And huge thanks. In fact, you know, this deserves a little just like background music, a little Black Temple going. All right. So they sent us a bunch of beta keys for the Battle for Azeroth expansion, which is coming out in August. If you are interested in getting beta keys and you're not currently participating in it, I got like 35 of these or something. I haven't counted them, but it looks like about that many to give away. And we're doing a contest. So here's how it's going to work. You're going to go to frogpants.com/beta, B-E-T-A. It's simple. frogpants.com/beta. It's also linked on the instance.net in case you can't find it. And it's also on the top bar of the Frog Pants site in case you can't find it. But anyway, head over there, frogpants.com/beta. You'll see a big image of an orc fighting an alliance dude. And then all the details are there, including a form you need to fill out with your name, your email address, and a screenshot of your favorite transmog outfit, like your best dressed hero, basically. So whoever your favorite character is in his best getup, you're going to send a screenshot of that thing, a link to it anyway. You're going to paste it in there. Doesn't matter where you host it, just wherever. Dropbox, doesn't matter. Throw it into that screenshot link. There's a place for comments if you have any, but that's not required. Submit it, and in a week, we will pick winners. And 35 or so of you will get Battle for Azeroth beta access. And a huge thanks to Blizzard for giving us those so that we could do this for you. Very exciting, very exciting.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a nice little form, too. I'm proud of myself. Anyway, frogpants.com/beta. Go check it out. Hey, guys. This episode of The Instance is brought to you by Simple Contacts. I wear contact lenses here and there and always find myself dreading that annual appointment to renew that freaking prescription. Jeez. What a pain in the butt. That's why I called Simple Contacts. Very excited to try them. Great new app. It's just an app. Load that thing up. Makes the time-consuming prescription renewal process pretty simple. Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your brands of lenses from anywhere in minutes. Simple Contacts brings the doctor's office to your home. The vision test is designed by doctors, and every test is carefully reviewed by a doctor. It's so easy. Simple Contacts offers an amazing selection on every brand of lenses, and their prices are hard to beat. The eye exam is just $20, and they offer free shipping. Please note, Simple Contacts vision test is not a replacement for your periodic eye health exam. You got to get that full eye health exam once in a while. But man, it's a great thing in the middle of all that, though. I love it. It was super, super easy. The test was simple. I just used my phone and my camera and got the results back. And they said, all right, what do you want? What brand do you want? And I, well, I like these brands. I searched for it. Oh my gosh, you guys carry it. No way, really? Okay. And then I got those brands sent here. I put them in my eyes and they were great. Simple as that. To save $30 on your first Simple Contacts order, go to simplecontacts.com/wow and enter the promo code WOW at checkout. That's $30 off your first Simple Contacts order when you go to simplecontacts.com/wow and enter that promo code WOW. Do it today. You'll be happy you did, fellow blind people, unless you have stuff in your eyes like me. Okay, let's get into the rest of Blizzard. All right, I don't know what's going on in Hearthstone, but it seems like there were balance changes that Garrett could speak to that were like hugely well received by most people.
Yeah, man. What seems like years later, you can go wild and you're not going to know about Naga Sea Witch.
Yeah.
Which that has been a big point of contention for wild players for a while now.
Are you playing wild? Is that a thing you do?
I'm about to, or I was just about to tip over because I've reached the point where I'm kind of bored with the current meta. But this is, it came out that these changes are going live this upcoming Tuesday.
Okay. Well, I thought this was all done. I thought it was all in already. I guess not. This is just stuff.
No. This was announced. They're waiting until the playoffs are finished, and we have the playoffs in Asia this weekend.
So what's the deal with Cube? What are they called? Cube?
Cublock?
Yeah, those guys. That particular meta is getting changed, right? Because that dominates every chart I look at.
It's getting nipped. I remain unconvinced that this is going to put too big of a ding in Warlock's game plan.
All right.
Because Dark Pact Wallet is now giving you half the health back that it did before. It doesn't matter. It's still one mana. Destroy a dude, which... it plays towards the cube plan.
I want to have a quick conversation about Warlocks, not just in there, but the Warlock class in general. So Patrick, I'm aiming this at you mainly because I want to see if you maybe have like a cranky French answer to this or not.
Love for,
oh no, I don't know about that. When I started the beta back in 2003, the friends and family beta of World of Warcraft, and throughout the game's life, I was fascinated by Warlocks. They were going to be the character I cared the most about. That was going to be my thing, my whole jam. And as it turns out, I don't like Warlocks in any scenario in any video game, and here's why. Especially in Blizzard games. In all of the Blizzard iterations of what a Warlock is, they take damage to do something. They eat part of their own life to do something else. Now, I get that from a lore sense. It's kind of interesting. In theory, you can take a necromancer in Diablo 3 and do a similar build where you're losing some life in order to do harsh things to people. So I understand the ideas behind it, but I can't, from a fundamental level, stand playing a character across these games or others where part of the mechanic of that character is to take life from yourself in order to do something. Discuss.
Okay.
That's what I like about Warlock.
I hate it so bad. Sorry. It's like cutting yourself. I don't know what it is. I don't understand it. It's like, I want to hurt you. What am I going to do about it? Let's take some of my own blood. Oh, if I'm 10% less healthy, man. But.
Man, Scott, did you not have like a goth emo phase growing up?
No, no. I mean, I like dark, trippy, you know, I'm into that. Like I said, on the surface, I was super into it, but the mechanic of it, it just feels like I'm giving up a thing I don't want to give up. So Patrick, what do you do? Is this, am I a...
Et je suis là pour vous aider.
What the hell is that?
What?
That
this where's that coming
from? Un peu de Wi-Fi et nous en aurons fini.
Shit,
avec
I launched something. Shut up, Cortana.
Vous pouvez utiliser votre voix et votre clavier.
Oh my God,
si
stop.
Si vous voulez que je reste silencieux.
What are they even saying? I want to translate this. Welcome to...
French Cortana has opinions about Warlock.
Yeah, welcome to Pornhub France. Your account has gone. We need more payment.
Do I like Warlocks? Is that the question? Yeah, do I hate them like you do?
Do you like them? Do you hate them?
Like, no, they're fine.
All right. Also, Scott, you know Lifetap's going away. Like, and I'm really sad about it.
Is it going away? Oh, you know why it's going away? Because it sucks. That's why it's going away.
I thought you meant in Hearthstone.
No, no. Although, man, that would be interesting. That'd be very interesting.
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, I mean, you can't in Hearthstone. It's his hero power. Like,
right.
You can't
take
that away.
In my opinion, the best hero power in the game. Even there,
it sucks the most.
Because
you're playing. Well, all right, getting an extra card is cool. I understand that, but killing yourself to do it, it's just self-destructive behavior. It's just like, supposed to listen to The Cure while I play these games? This is lame.
Oh, it's so freaking good. The Cure's too mellow. Now you need some like
Patrick.
Some, like,
what French lady are you playing over there? What is that? It's still Patrick. Are you there?
Are you getting that?
Yeah, we're hearing that.
Yes, we're hearing all of it.
You're not supposed to.
I heard a French lady say, your subscription to horse porn has elapsed. Do you want to use a new credit card?
This is the setting up of Windows with... don't worry about it. It's Cortana. She's annoying. She should now be silent.
French Tana. Hopefully. I like it.
She's going through rampancy and swapping to French language.
You want a bad case of rampancy? You should have that looked at. StarCraft 2 custom Diablo 2 remake actually works. I just wanted to put this in here because it's weird. So go launch StarCraft 2. Search for Tristram. You'll find it. Run it. Some fans have made Diablo 2 in its entirety, from best I can tell, in StarCraft 2's custom mod making stuff. Now, when I first heard that, I'd be like, yeah, let's see how this goes. It'll be like Jim Raynor clicking on, you know, a bunch of Zerg over and over, and it's going to be dumb. It might have some mechanics or something, but it's not going to be that big a deal. Boy, oh boy, was I wrong. This is a new level of holy crap. How did they pull this off? It's a little janky in some ways, but it's shockingly accurate to Diablo 2.
And it's gorgeous.
It's beautiful. It's really well made. A bunch of custom graphics and stuff that just straight up matches D2, and it's... I don't know how they did it.
But do we not need a remake of Diablo 2 now?
I don't know if it's that good.
honestly, it's pretty faithful. Like, the only glaring kind of things you can see that make you realize, oh yeah, it's still in StarCraft, is the cursor. And if you're a font nerd, all the numbers, like damage numbers, are still the Euro style font, which is what they use for StarCraft.
Yeah, it's subtle stuff like that. But also, you know how they've gotten better at this, but there's like a delay of movement type thing that happens in mods made for StarCraft. It's hard to explain, but a lot of the early ones, especially if you would move a character using an alternate move method like WASD or something, it would have a delay between when you do the input and they'd move. That's gotten better, and but there's still a little bit of that in this when you click around. It's not terrible, though, and it's kind of shockingly accurate. Like, I think I might actually stream a bunch and just play it and just see how that goes. But you've got all the classes in there. You have all of their abilities and stuff. It's Diablo 2 in StarCraft 2, and it's freaking weird. All right, anyway, there's that. I don't know what's happening in Overwatch. Patrick, is there anything going on in there that's worth mentioning? Talon, the new movie.
Not a lot right now. What?
The new Talon movie that we've heard so much about.
Oh, right, yes, of course. No, there isn't a huge amount right now, but they did announce the details of the event for the second anniversary of the game, mm-hmm. and it's pretty cool. They're going to be... it starts next week, actually, I think. It's coming really soon, and they're going to be bringing back every piece of loot box item in the game for the duration of that event, meaning that the loot boxes will reward you with items from every event that has existed in the past.
Yeah.
And you can presumably also go and buy them if you have enough credits, which I do, and I'm going to go and get a lot of those items for cheap-ish price. They also have a bunch of other skins coming for the event specifically. And they're going to be bringing back a bunch of brawls as well. So brawls from all of the events from the last couple of years. And there is a competitive free-for-all deathmatch season also in there. So it's a bunch of little things that feel like kind of a celebration of the community.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. It's not a huge deal, but it's pretty fun.
Coming soon, 100 junk rats enter, one leaves. Boom!
I'll keep still it. On that campaign.
I'm going to keep
on.
Asking for it until they do it, man. That's my plan.
Oh, it would work. I think it would be quite fun.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if they have the I don't know if their tech allows for that sort of thing or not, but we'll see.
Imagine that many explosions going off at the same time.
Yeah, it would be. I think all those concussion mines going off at once. Like, that's rough.
I just want to hear fire in the hole elapsing over itself 100 times.
Oh my lord! I mean, you know what? Again, honestly, it doesn't even have to be all junk rats. I like that just from a thematic point of view. But you could make this whatever character you want. Just pick whatever, and you know there'd be dominant ones, and there'd be ones that weren't as good. And you could go in as duos.
I don't have to build stuff. I am interested in your battle royale.
Yeah, I'm look. Everybody wants to be like all poo poo on battle royale because it's taken over the world. But I'm like, no. Let's have some more examples. Let's all get in here and see what we can do. And got no problem with it. The Battle Right game's doing a version of battle royale, which is crazy, but I actually can see it working. So pretty excited about everybody in their battle royale mode. Then finally in Heroes, there's also an event going on. It is called Nexus Mania, right?
Nexus Mania.
It
looks so awesome.
It's pretty awesome. It's basically a luchador wrestling sort of themed thing, and they got a bunch of rad skins for it, mounts, all that stuff. And they are also, as a kind of a little bit of what you were talking about, Patrick, with Overwatch, although a little more limited, they're going to throw in last year's summer event skins and items and mounts and stuff into those loot boxes during this period as well, so you can kind of get up on last year if you didn't do it. Looks really fun, but we are in kind of a lull period in terms of new hero announcements and or releases, so have fun in that event, and we'll see who comes after Deckard Cain.
To buy all the Chihuahua mounts as soon as I possibly can.
Freaking Deckard Cain, that bastard. He's so much fun in Heroes of the Storm, and he makes all these noises from Diablo. Even Diablo 2 noises, like dropping the vials, his portal back is specifically Diablo 2 portal noises, that it drove me back to playing Diablo, and now me and my daughters are playing seasonal characters in Diablo and having a blast. So, well done, Blizzard. You did it again, you bastards. You bastards. That's it.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the town crier.
All right, time for an email. This email came to us, theinstance@gmail.com. That is theinstance@gmail.com. Good news, by the way, everybody. From now on, future show posts on the website will include a blog post where you can leave comments. We haven't had that for a very long time. There was a huge hack to my main servers about a week ago, which is why we didn't have a show last week. And it's all fixed now, and things are happening the way I want them to. So you'll be able to comment on the blog as well as all the other ways you discuss episodes. So look for that on this episode today, starting today. This email starts with, this comes from Calvin, says, "Hi, Scott and company, longtime listener since BC. Actually met Randy and Sam in real life when they were living up here in Canada. I attempted for the first time to buy BlizzCon tickets this week. I'm sure I'm not alone amongst your audience when I say that queuing up for tickets at 7 p.m. sharp, only to find out 11 minutes later they were sold out from the Universe site, then resold on eBay for a profit, really, really ticks me off. I was wondering if you could discuss any alternatives Blizzard could use moving forward to make it fairer for the community and to weed out the scalpers. Thanks, Calvin." Well, one of the things they do is you can't transfer names on these tickets after a certain point. I don't know what that date is this year, but it's probably July or something. After that stage, you won't see any of these happen. You won't see scalpers at the event. I mean, there's maybe some cheaty ways around stuff, but to get registered with that name, it has to have your name at that point. And after July, they don't let you do it anymore, or whatever the date is. So that's one way they've tried to curb some of that. Outside of that, I don't know, man. This is the free market doing what it does. I don't like it either. I kind of hate it. But
my wife and I, we do a lot of concerts and stuff. So like we go to a lot of events, and if anyone had a fix to this, they would be rich.
Yeah.
Like there's.
Yeah. What just, do you do? Because there's no fix. If there is a fix, well, I don't know. Hey, Europeans, what do you guys do when it comes to scalpers and problems like
that? Oh, it's the same problem, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no, as Garrett said, it's very difficult to fight. Blizzard has been trying for many, many years. And as you mentioned, the only thing you can kind of try and do is require the name and, you know, the ID to be given when you purchase it, and then it has to match. But if you do that with no possibility of changing it at all, then it means people cannot buy it for other people. And like, it's a whole other amount of issues. So I don't know. I don't know how you can fix it.
Yeah, there's probably not a way, but I get it. I know it's frustrating. I had the same problem where I was all queued up and ready to go both days. Didn't get any. But Kim and I are going no matter what. So see you there. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the ultimate feel bad.
I hate it, but it's
usually Katie and I are just extremely lucky. I don't know how Katie does it. She every year, like just without fail, gets four tickets, and we always end up getting tickets for our friends. But as I said at the top of the show, this is the first year we just had so much going on the sale days. We were just like, we're just gonna roll the dice. If we get media passes, cool. If we don't, we'll figure something out.
Now, I think part of it is Florida acts as a giant antenna for internet reception. And so you guys get,
I remember when I lived in California,
yeah,
getting BlizzCon tickets was easy as hell. And I mean, this is back before they were using Universe. I have no idea where Universe's servers are hard, but
sure.
I mean, back then you bought it through a site that Blizzard ran themselves.
Right. Those were bad days. Those were dark days.
Because I remember being on Skype with multiple people spread out across the States, and yeah. I was just like instantly in, and they were like, 3 seconds later, like number 2,411 in line.
Yeah. It was dark times, though, because the sites would always go down. And so you had the added problem of just, you know, bad service. At least the Universe thing is sort of up, you know, like they don't have crashes or anything. But apparently they had a big crash or something the night they did the tickets for the charity dinner.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. And something got, I didn't see the details on it, but something got all wound up on that. But they sold all those as well. So. They're done. Blizzard done made the money they need to make. And they even, I mean, starting last year and certainly this year, they've got all that extra space with the add-on to the convention center. And so, you know, you have even a better chance of getting them, but the demand is ridiculous. So there you go. My brother-in-law tried to order. He always gets about four, and he has like, you know, four or five friends all on Snipe mode at the same time. They're coordinating. They're all on comms and talking to each other. And then they always get them. Not this year. They tried and it didn't work. So we feel your pain, Calvin. We do. It's a brand new form of Calvinism. Not really. All right.
By the way, try lfblizzcon.com, looking for blizzcon.com. At the moment, there are no tickets up, but you can post that you're looking for tickets and how much you're willing to pay.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's a good place to find folks that are not going to charge you an arm and a leg.
Right. Yeah, and there, and toward the end of that, like before the date where you can't transfer names, you'll find some really good people who just aren't even asking for any profit. They're just like, I suddenly can't go. My wife, she's due that week, or you know, some will come up and they'll say, but I'll sell it for face value, and that's worked for some people in the past. So
yeah, yeah, I'm following content creators are good too, because if they did like what I used to do, which is buy tickets because you're not sure if you're getting media passes. Like 2 weeks before is when a lot of us find out if we're getting media passes or not. Yeah. So if you follow them on Twitter, like I would always put a call out like, hey, I'm selling two tickets. And all I was ever trying to do is recoup my costs.
Hey, Patrick, you have friends at Blizzard. Can you get in tickets?
I wish.
Okay. Yeah, me too. No, well, and that's the other thing is nobody.
My favorite thing is when tickets get announced, watching all the CMs being like, I can't help you.
But same. I can't do anything about it. I get all these tweets and emails. I'm like, guys, I don't have. Like when Chris was still there, Chris and I were talking on the phone during the week. Chris Metzen, head of franchise, whatever development. I couldn't
did you drop
even,
a name there, Scott.
I did. I'm gonna try not to trip over it. But he couldn't do it. There was the 1 year I was like, oh
well,
man, I don't know.
Where. Well, I mean,
he could, but
Scott, maybe you're not as good friends as you think. If anyone can get tickets, I'm pretty sure Chris Metzen could pick up the phone and call, you know, whoever in PR or community.
It didn't seem like he had very many. It didn't seem like he had a lot of options. But
listen, if you're listening, I know what you're up to. It's fine. It's okay.
Well, that, you know what that means. Patrick's got friends still.
Now I'm just imagining Metzen sending Scott like a selfie of him in a bathtub full of BlizzCon tickets.
No, he wouldn't do that.
What do you mean I can't get tickets?
That's something he would totally do. We had this big conversation on Facebook that he started where we role played a couple that was on the rocks, which makes no sense. But he was like, honey, when are you coming home?
Yeah, I read this.
Yeah, so you never know what he's doing, but tickets, maybe not. Reminder, don't forget, you can get your own beta passes for the World of Warcraft Battle for Azeroth game. You know the game, the one we have a show about here. go to frogpants.com/beta and sign up today. It is not first come, first serve. They will be based on what we like. We're going to judge them. So hosts of the instance will see all of these images and go, ooh, I really like that guy's transmog, or I really like this guy. And we will narrow them down to our favorites and give you keys. So the rush isn't huge, but just do it before the end of next week, before our next show, so we can give out our winners. That's frogpants.com/beta. All right. I think that's going to do it. Don't forget, you can find all things Patrick at amove.tv. Or, sorry, wrong one. Frenchspin.com. Frenchspin.com. Patrick, anything going on there you want to make sure people know about this week?
Yeah, sure. I mean, go subscribe to Pixels because we're going to have a big E3 hoopla in a few weeks only. It's like 3 weeks away. And also you can check out icyveins.com for the Icy Veins podcast, which I run with the Icy Veins team. And it's a lot of fun. We cover all of Blizzard games and we cover the news. It's like a 40 minutes-ish show every couple of weeks, so it's a quick fix for Blizzard game news.
There you go. That's where I found this rad ice build I'm using for my wizard right now in Diablo.
Yep.
Anyway, watch out, my ice balls are rough, dude. 400%. Anyway, I want to...
some cold balls.
Some ice cold balls, yo.
They might be blue. They're so cold.
Oh my lord. Then the proper thing is amove.tv for Garrett, of course. Garrett, anything happening you want to mention?
Yeah, I won't be on any of my own shows next week because I'll be traveling to New York City. So tune in to The Angry Chicken, where Dills and Jocelyn will be holding down the fort and talking about the balance changes going live in Hearthstone. And Kyle and I believe Jeff Canada will be holding down the fort over on Into the Nexus, talking about whatever happens between now and Thursday in Heroes of the Storm.
Nice. That sounds fantastic. Have a fun trip. I know it's sort of an NDA trip, but I'm excited about what that trip might be. So
The New York City isn't an NDA trip, thank you, Scott. I haven't teased anything.
Oops. There's another.
Just pulled my own Johnson.
There's an. I spoiled your own Johnson.
Well, we know that your at the source of that weird little leak from E3, and that you're going to go and see all those games.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Man, I'm going to go... be on stage revealing PS4 World of Warcraft.
I love the idea.
Would have seemed to make sense 10 years ago, right, and now it just boggles the mind.
Yeah, no, I think you should reveal just only sequels and games we already know about and nothing new. I think this should be the worst E3 of all time. Anyway, there's all that and more in those places I told you guys to check out, so go check those out. In the meantime, theinstance.net, you'll find the new website, and you will find much easier things and stuff to get around, including a way to comment on the episode if you'd like to do so. All comers are welcome. That's theinstance.net. We are at Instance Show on Twitter, at Scott Johnson, at Not Patrick, at Garrett Art. And maybe we'll see Terpster next week. I don't know. The guy's busy, man. He's just a guy, got a lot going on. The_T for Terpster. And more shows like this at frogpants.com. It's going to do it for us. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being here. We'll be back next time with a brand new show for me, for Patrick, and Garrett. We'll see you then.
Studious Scribe surprisingly solves sword seepage scramble. It's the overly dramatic news. I'm Hunts the Wind. Gnomish inscriptionist Blix Bertleblit thought she had it made. Silithus was an ignored zone, with lots of strange creatures to harvest for rare ink components. But then a huge sword came crashing down, and tons of people showed up to fight over the crystalline slime that came out of the slice in the ground. Blix figured if she could find a way to create more slime for the crowds, they'd go away and leave her in peace. She knew the local worms produced a slime trail from an organ called the Ong gland. She tried crushing a pair of the glands together, but instead of crystal slime, all she got was a brilliant blue pigment with an overpowering stench. Blix was nearly overcome when suddenly a flash of inspiration flared in her mind. Dipping her staff end in the bowl of the pigment, she traced a large blue square on the ground, making 3 90-degree counterclockwise turns. A burst of light flared, and when it subsided, the inside of the square revealed a pile of the coveted crystals. Absolutely overjoyed, Bertleblit's scream of triumph was heard for miles. Eureka! 2 Azerongs don't make an Azerite, but 3 Azerlefts do! Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at overlydramaticnews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.